Corey Nielsen joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics to look back on a semi-final where the Panthers twice held a two-goal lead and it went to overtime and it was a heartbreaking end, and it certainly wasn't the fairy tale ending we were looking for.
Well, that's a game of hockey, isn't it? Last weekend we were down a couple goals a few times as well, so it's it can turn on you when the opposition starts really rolling and teams sit back, which, you know, the game plan was not to sit back. It was to continue pushing, continue playing, you know, play 200 feet away from your own net, get it behind them, make their D work. But I thought as a group, Sheffield exited pretty well from their own zone. I don't think our forechecking pressure was as good as it, you know, could have been. And at the end of the day, they got that fourth goal, which, you know, might have been a little soft. I'm not blaming Galvey. I thought he made some excellent saves throughout the night. It's just wrong time. And they've had our number all year. I mean, I think we were 3-7 with them this year. It's disappointing the way we've performed against, you know, that team, especially just because I think they're good, but I don't think they're any better than us. And, you know, record would dictate that it shouldn't be like that. But they found a way. They found a way against us. You know, that's the third time they've found a way, and it's disappointing, but it's the way it goes.